see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today, this Thursday, April 30th, 2026 edition. I just put the post on my Twitter X account. I tagged on there President Donald Trump, Harmeet Dillon, Michigan Fair Elections, Election Integrity Force, Sean Hannity, Joe Pags, Steve Bannon's War Room, and Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson has 17.6 million followers. Steve Gruber Show, 64,000 followers. Steve Bannon's War Rooms, 33,000 followers. Joe Pags, I don't know if this is for sure the real Joe Pags account or not, but we will seek his Twitter X account and we will make sure we get it to him. Greatly appreciate you guys so much. Looking at the update, let's refresh this page right here. Refresh donations online so far, $145. We have pledges for checks coming in. We'll give you guys an update. Bob from Hillsdale, thank you very much. $25. Thank you for fighting this Democrat corruption. Becky, thank you so much. $50 donation. Again, Officer Rick started it all an hour ago with just $20. So we greatly appreciate it. Going to go to Lansing because it's kind of interesting. The very day that this story breaks about her getting sued by Antrim County Clerk, Democratic gubernatorial candidate Jocelyn Benson turned in the maximum number of signatures, 30,000 signatures, which is what the candidate can file to appear on the August 4th primary during a quick event with supporters that was shared with the media after the fact. She didn't want the media there. Benson said, "What's so exciting here is that every signature represents hope. Every signature represents a call to action for all of us to do better, right? Question mark. To show up for Michiganders all across the state." Well, Benson is the presumed front runner to win the nomination. She's building a powerful statewide campaign powered by hundreds of thousands of volunteers. Hundreds of thousands? So far, she's received tens of thousands of individual contributions from every single county across the state. She's building a broad coalition of former governors, mayors, city leaders, educators, and labor organizations who recognize Benson's track record of delivering for Michiganders and making government work for the people who need it. Well, Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson, he also turned in his signatures. So we'll see how this turns out. We'll see what happens as a result. This is going to be interesting. Short break. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three here on this Thursday. Republican gubernatorial candidate John James has confirmed to participate in a candidate forum at a homeschool conference hosted by the Citizens for Traditional Values and the Michigan Christian Homeschool Network. It's going to be on May 16th. That's going to be a Saturday event. Marking a noted departure from John James' past practice to avoid such events. James, the former lone frontrunner for the Republican nomination, has up to this point avoided events featuring other gubernatorial nominees in which there will be a verbal exchange among the candidates. James attended the Northern Michigan Policy Conference in January, but each candidate had their own one-on-one interview at the event. There was no debate or exchange between the candidates. James did not also attend any of the Michigan Republican Party debates that were held earlier this year or the 8th Congressional District Forum. Well, it's going to be interesting because we are going to, for once and for all, see him on a forum debate stage. The forum will be moderated by James Muffet. This is the Citizens for Traditional Values original founder and CEO. In addition to John James, Mike Cox will be there. Eric Nesbitt and Ralph Rebant. They have all confirmed that they will be attending. Perry Johnson has not confirmed yet, although his general consultant, John Yab, said that he most likely will be there. When questioning Yab, reporter asked, is he going to be there or not? Well, Yab said we weren't sure whether James' numbers would be high enough to make it to the debate stage at this point. But as far as Perry Johnson, yeah, he'll be there. The change comes after recent polling has shown that Johnson has caught up with James in this race. Also, Mike Cox's numbers are rising. All of it can be tied to TV advertising that both of the candidates have been doing. Additionally, Eric Nesbitt is starting to spend money on paid TV advertisements as well. Current president, Citizens for Traditional Values, Eileen McNeil, said all candidates for governor were extended an invitation. And we are pleased to have such a large roster of leaders confirming their participation. The next governor of Michigan will make decisions that will impact the next generation. Absolutely agree with that statement 100%. Not only the next generation, I believe, but for many generations to come. This is going to be absolutely paramount. Everybody gets out and votes this year. Well, talking about the polls that they were referring to, in the governor's race, Johnson is now, according to this current poll, at 21.4%. John James is at 20.2%. He's in second place. Now, this poll was released this morning by Emerson College. Emerson College. Pretty, I would say, fair, middle-of-the-road type of college. Heavy advertising spending by Perry Johnson in the Republican gubernatorial primary appears to be paying off. Now Johnson holding a one-point lead over Congressman John James in what remains as basically a statistical dead heat. 21.4% for Johnson, 20.2% for James. Former Attorney General Mike Cox comes in third with 10%. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson holds a commanding 51% majority among likely Democratic primary voters, according to the Emerson poll. In the Republican U.S. Senate race, 55% of the respondents are supporting former Congressman Mike Rogers, while 38% remain undecided. So, pretty interesting current updated poll released this morning. The survey was sponsored by Wood TV out of Grand Rapids with Nexstar Media. And the margin of error, though, is 4.3%. Survey dates, April the 11th through the 13th. 519 Democratic primary voters and 512 Republicans. Of course, they polled the Democrats about the Democrat race and the Republicans about the Republican race. Also, an update, I can get this in, I think, yep. President Donald Trump issued several pipeline permits yesterday, Wednesday, to facilitate transporting crude oil and petroleum products between the United States and Canada. A move, advocates say, officially turns the controversial Line 5 pipeline into Trump's pipeline. It will no longer be called Line 5. Documents released by the White House included a permit authorizing Enbridge Energy to operate, maintain existing pipeline facilities at St. Clair County at the international boundary between the United States and Canada. The permit supersedes and revokes a presidential permit that was issued back on December 12th of 1991. Enbridge spokesperson Ryan Duffy said this important action enables Enbridge's existing cross-border pipeline network, moving more than 3 million barrels a day, to continue safely and reliably delivering the energy that is foundational to both the United States and Canada's economic competitiveness and security. Sean McBreedy of Oil and Water Don't Mix Coordinator said the move isn't about energy security or lower gas prices, but it's about guaranteeing profits for the Canadian-based oil company. Trump just put the federal government's stamp on a 73-year-old pipeline in the Great Lakes. The public gets the risk, Enbridge gets the reward. Trump's presidential permit comes amid an ongoing legal fight over whether Enbridge can build its planned Line 5 tunnel in the Straits of Mackinac. The presidential permit does not greenlight that project, which requires a critical permit from the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, known as EGLE. McBreedy said Trump's permit also does nothing to ease gas prices, as oil prices are set on global markets, and much of what Line 5 carries is routed through Michigan back to Canada for refining and use in Ontario and Quebec. calling this energy relief is a smokescreen. This permit won't lower prices by a single cent. It's simply a subsidy for Enbridge and paid for with continued Great Lakes risk. Presidential permit has conditions, including that Enbridge must maintain the pipeline in St. Clair County in good repair and in compliance with applicable laws. Trump also signed a similar permit for Enbridge's pipelines in Pembina County, North Dakota. So, very interesting development by President Donald Trump yesterday in the White House. Let's see. Oh, let's cover these story, these numbers real quick. I skipped over the U.S. Senate race primary on the Democrat side. The Emerson poll that I talked about earlier for the Republican governor's race, well, U.S. Congresswoman Haley Stevens is now trailing the two frontrunners by 7 points. Very, very interesting. Abdul El Sayed is coming in first at 24%. State Senator Mallory McMorrow is at 23.6. Haley Stevens down 7 points below that at 16.6%. The margin of error again is 4.3%. And this was April the 11th through the 13th, 519 Democratic primary voters. So Abdul El Sayed are basically in a dead heat with Senator Mallory McMorrow. We'll see where this continues to go. Budget story. Nope, that's too long. Real quick, Northern Michigan floods wash out or close 14 bridges with roads destroyed. 14 county-controlled bridges have been closed or washed out by the rushing Northern Michigan floodwaters, according to the Department of Transportation's report that came out this morning. Snow melt and heavy rains turn trickling streams into gushing rivers. And what MDOT Associate Region Engineer Bill Wall described as a 500-year flood. Several roadways also have suffered heavy damage as the places that could contain water fill up. Wall said that he's hoping for federal emergency declaration so there'd be money available to repair and replace the roadways and the bridges. Governor Gretchen Whitmer traveled to Sheboygan County yesterday to get a briefing on the flooding taking place in northern Michigan. Snow melt, rain, and even tornadoes, where she expanded the state of emergency to now 32 more counties. We'll cover those counties here in the next final half hour of today's show. Bomb the Hour News Break. We'll be right back.